الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين، ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون، ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين، الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن العبد ليحرم من الرزق بالذنب يصيبه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن النفس لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها، فأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الرزق ليطلب العبد كما يطلبه أجله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and elders, the topic that everybody is speaking about, world leaders, African leaders, and that is that topic which is uppermost in most discussions nowadays, hovers around the food crisis. Either they call it a shortage of food, or the escalating price of food, or the imbalance in the distribution, or the exploitation of certain people towards others relating to food. So, by way of example, we would say that if a group of people were housed by us and we decided that we are going to put them in a certain area to stay, and we will allot for them a certain amount of food and grain, whatever fuel they need, and whatever other resources or amenities that they will need. Then within that group of people, there are those that will call themselves the leaders of that group, and they will decide that we will now take that which comes from our hosts and distribute it, or make sure that it fulfills the needs of the people that are with us. Then they reach a crisis situation whereby they see that the stocks that we have, or that is which is visible to us at our disposal, is not going to fulfill the need in time to come. So they get worried about this. So they call up a meeting, all the leaders get together and they say, where did we go wrong? Why is it that we cannot fulfill the needs of our fellow men to the time that was allotted to us with the amount of grain and resources that were given to us? Where did we go wrong? And because there is a shortage now, what do we do to rectify it? So different discussions will take place. And one would say that somebody was unfair to the other, somebody was stealing, somebody was hoarding, trying to make a capital gain, so he took the opportunity to raise his prices. Others would say that now that we have the shortage, then we will have a set amount that every person must be able to consume. And anybody that consumes more than that, he must be punished. And how will he be punished? He must be charged double. Others would say, but there are people that have a genuine necessity because they have big families. So naturally they will use more. And can it be assumed that anybody that uses more is necessarily rich enough to pay the penalty? And they will have different discussions trying to solve the problem. So one bright spark, he comes along and he says, you know, I have the solution to your problem. He says, such a big problem we're facing here, we can see it looming over our heads, and you have the solution? He says, yeah. He says, then what is your solution? See, the solution is that where is these funds that we are receiving, where is it coming from? So you see, obviously we all know the host is giving us, they gave us a place to stay temporarily in this place, and they gave us this food and this grain and whatever we need. So he said, then why don't we just go back to them and tell them we need more? Simple as that. If they got, they're going to give it to us. So that is exactly the situation that we are all faced with in this world. Those resources that we are speaking about, whether it is fuel or whether it is food, the giver is none other than the one that gave us ample in the past. And he still has enough. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. Allah Ta'ala says, I got khazanas. It is enough. But your discussions on how you're going to distribute it and who's at fault, that is not going to solve the problem. You've got to go back. And all those discussions will be about distribution and who's exploiting. But nobody can say, how do we recreate those resources? Or how can we increase those resources? Because that nobody has the power to do. That only the Muslim has the power to do. Because he is connected with the one that initiates this resource, that creates it from inception. And وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah Ta'ala says that whatever we put on this world, whatever we send down to this world, إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ, we have a specific measure for it. And that measure, how much is going to be at which time, that is also in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You see? So once again, we are reminded that we are connected to the Almighty, the sustainer, the nourisher, the creator of this universe. Never ever feel inferior in society. Whilst you are the chosen ones that will determine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to treat mankind. That is how important Allah ta'ala has made us. That according to our amal, Allah will bring ahwal. Allah will bring conditions on this earth. And then there is a unique feature about us that we have mentioned before, that primarily a Muslim, he looks at those means that will draw sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are mentioned in the Quran and the ahadith. And secondarily, on a secondary basis, he will indulge in those things that are common between Muslim and non-Muslim. But primarily his focus is on those means that Allah Ta'ala created for each one of us to draw from him. Like Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat that I've recited, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. You want to seek help, you must seek through sabr and namaz. So likewise, there are other means also that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in hadith, which if we imbue in our lives, then we can solve this crisis. We can solve the problem, the food shortage problem.